Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. It's my delight to have you on board. Looking forward to this journey as we deal with issues in life. Let me remind us once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's always an appalling thing to me when I see those that in society, even among Christians, when facing an issue, they go to a therapist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or some counselor someplace to try to get direction, when the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is the best counselor that we can find. It's the best guidebook for our lives. It's a light unto our pathway and a lamp unto our feet. But as we do so, we need to recognize that truth ultimately wins. We'll talk about that today. Truth wins. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." He said that to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." I grew up with a mother that would always say to each of us in the home, "Always tell the truth. Be sure and tell the truth." We have four sons. Never will forget, all through their growing up years, we would always try to strive to instill in them biblical truth. And my bride, their mother, would always remind them to tell the truth, always remind them to be kind one to another and to tell the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I think in today's news, we have one of the greatest evidences that truth wins. I believe that you could find any place on the face of the globe. Here is the brief scenario. Most of you are aware of it. If you've not been tuned into television or radio, then you perhaps have not heard the latest. But in the Robert Mueller report, Mueller rendered a decision, and his report was submitted to William Barr, the Attorney General. The Attorney General has written a four-page synopsis of the several hundred-page document from Robert Mueller, and media is all in a spin with it because multitudes of them did not get their way. In fact, here's an article that touches on some of that. "Now Robert Mueller's phony Russian collusion investigation is over. It's time to start looking into the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed in his report, making the effective end of a three-year Trump-Russian collusion investigation. The article further says justice was served and the legal process completed, but that means nothing to the liberals. They don't care about fairness or the rule of law or truth. They wanted Trump gone, and they failed to get it. They spent tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money and came up empty-handed." Footnote of this article says, "President Donald Trump said in an interview that aired Friday, he hopes Attorney General Barr will do what's fair with regards to opening investigations to perceived crimes in 2016. Opponent Hillary Clinton, former FBI Director James Comey, former Intelligence Chief James Clapper, and former CIA Director John Brennan," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, truth wins. By the way, we have a new telephone call-in number if you want to join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you of that number. It's a number change. The old number no longer works at the radio studios. The number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That's area code 904-831-0917. Get your telephone calls straight through to the studios and right to our microphones that we can discuss your thoughts and conclusions, questions, and responses to this discussion and dialogue today. Remember, truth wins. 500 witnesses, 34 indictments, 675 days, 40 FBI agents, 19 federal lawyers, all pro-Hillary, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, over 230 orders for commercial or communications records, 13 evidence requests from foreign governments, over 500 interviews, and about $40 million of taxpayers' money. And the Mueller investigation found no evidence of collusion, no evidence of conspiracy, no evidence of obstruction of justice by the president. Why is that so? Because truth wins. In fact, this article, another one that I'm looking at, says total exoneration by Mueller report. President Donald J. Trump celebrated what he says is vindication on the charges of Russian collusion Sunday by tweeting, quote, no collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. Keep America great, end quote. No collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. Keep America great. I don't think there's any greater statement that you can make coming out of the president's mouth in relationship to the finding. The special counsel, this article says the special counsel's investigation did not find that Trump and his campaign or anyone else associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to interfere with the 2016 presidential election, stated Barr's letter, that's William Barr, the attorney general, to the lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The article states in, special counsel did not find that any U.S. person or the Trump campaign official associated with or conspired by any knowledge in coordination with the Russians who worked on those hacking efforts, according to the Barr's letter. Despite multiple offers from Russian affiliates and individuals to assist the Trump campaign, end quote. It's a shame our country had to go through this, President Trump said Sunday. It's been illegal. It's an illegal act, the president said of Mueller's probe. And then further, President Trump says, and may I quote, and hopefully somebody is going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown and failed. And hopefully somebody is going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much, he said. But one of the senators, I believe it's Nadler tweeted, and I quote, in light of the very concerning discrepancies in final decision making at the Justice Department following the special counsel report, where Mueller did not exonerate the president, we will be calling Attorney General Barr in to testify before the House Judiciary Committee in the near future. Ladies and gentlemen, Nadler takes the same position that Ahab did and in the scripture. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's Nadler is taking the place of the name, if you will, of Ahab. And then Nancy Pelosi, same as Jezebel. And that's the biblical record that we'll look at in a moment about what I believe is the empirical evidence of what is taking place and what we should expect in the future for these investigations and what the left-wing lunatoons called liberals in Washington are planning on doing. Ladies and gentlemen, truth won. President Trump was not guilty of the shadow government's attempt to, in some way, have a coup, and that's all it was a coup, an attempted coup, to overthrow an elected president and destroy the constitutional republic that we have in America. We should all praise the Lord for protecting our president, for preserving our great republic, because you see, our president today, I was discussing this with my wife this morning, and she said, can you imagine the load that's lifted off his shoulders? Even though the battle is not over, part of the battle has been won because of truth. And she said, we need to pray for our president. She's right. We need to pray for President Trump. Thank God for protecting him and preserving America, protecting our republic, protecting and preserving our president. We need to pray and pour our support out before the throne room of God for protecting President Donald Trump. Franklin Graham said it this way, and I think it is pretty adequate in his statement. The Mueller report is in, and no evidence of collusion. The sad thing is America has lost 2 years and untold millions of dollars on investigations of President Trump's enemies. And they spouted the lie after lie. The liberal media have been culpable in this shameful nightmare. Pray with me that God will guide, direct, and protect President Donald Trump and our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that could not have been better stated. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne and God is still watching over all. God is still sovereign and God is still watching what is taking place, and justice and judgment shall surely fall. Here's an article that says, Trump team turns the table after Mueller report, calls for the investigation into the probe and its origin. Here's what the article says. President Trump and his legal team declared total victory Sunday following the release of the special counsel Robert Mueller's key findings, including no evidence of collusion with Russia during the 2016 campaign, but sought to turn the tables by renewing the call to investigate the investigators. Trump himself slammed the probe as an illegal takedown, as he called Mueller's report a complete exoneration, and said it was a shame his presidency had to deal with this investigation for 2 years. Further, he says, hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed, and hopefully there will be an investigation of the cause of this probe. He goes further to say he was being investigated for crimes he never committed, said Giuliani, his attorney. There was never any collusion. Giuliani added, there has to be a full and complete investigation with at least as much enthusiasm as this one to figure out where this charge emanated, who started it, who paid for it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you've not been keeping up with the circus with this, if you're not familiar with the happenings, then let me just give you a little truncated overview. It was through a false phony dossier, a collaboration of Russian, clowns, as I call it, and the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Rodham Clinton. This was the insurance policy that the FBI leadership had talked about. This was the insurance policy that they planned on using, that if President Trump had been elected, and he was, that this would be their insurance policy to remove him from office. It was a planned, orchestrated coup from the top within the realm of the Department of Justice and the top officials in the FBI to try to destroy a constitutional republic and a constitutionally elected president of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump. And I think, frankly, there needs to be an in-depth investigation put on by the Department of Justice, William Barr, into Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and the Comey fiasco, as he was head of the FBI, and those that have already resigned or been fired as a result of collaborating to destroy the president. It's been fully understood. It's one of those things that's the truth out in the open that multitudes have failed to talk about, and the media, the fake media, refused to communicate about because they were so enthusiastic and gleeful that they thought they'd be able to destroy President Donald J. Trump. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours on television time in the past 2 years invested in the collaboration with the DNC and the Clinton, henchmen in order to try to destroy the president. But I'm talking about today, truth wins. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in and have your input, your say-so, your questions, your comments, I am excited about what we see having taken place. I'm prayerful that even though there'll be rough roads ahead for our president, I've said, and you've heard me say before since 2016, I believe it's God's divine intervention that placed this man in office to guide America through the turbulent waters of this particular era in which we're living. If you want to dial 831, that's 831-0917, 831-0917. Be delighted to have your input, your conversation, dialogue about this. Ladies and gentlemen, although it's a sad thing that America had to suffer, it's a sad thing that our constitutional republic has been damaged. It's a sad thing that we have lost faith in our political fabric. It's a sad thing that we've seen the attempt to destroy our president. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that our president will have been strengthened as a result of it. I believe God will have placed in this man's heart a strength that was not there in the moral, ethical, spiritual sense prior to his election and going through these past 2+ years. I am looking forward to what God is going to do in the future with this president. But may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, he has been strengthened because he's been tried as in a furnace. God has protected America. God has protected our president. And it's simply because truth wins. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you again the biblical aspect of this whole fiasco. I want to remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not by accident. It's not by happenstance. It's not by some fluke of the imagination. But I believe God has intervened and given exoneration as a result of the fact that I believe God placed President Trump in that office. I know there are a lot of the naysayers say, as a preacher, how can you say that God's done that because this man has baggage, this man has immoral character in his background? Ladies and gentlemen, you look at King David and how God used him. You look at the Apostle Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus, murdered the Christians, burned churches, destroyed ministries until the Lord Jesus Christ miraculously, wondrously saved him. He became a flaming meteor in the sky to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe God will have done the same thing in President Trump's heart and life to change him radically, that he can be used. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, God is still on the throne. None of this has taken God by surprise because truth ultimately wins. I know in the life in which we're living today, in the culture in which we're living, it's a difficult thing to say that truth wins. But we win in the end, ladies and gentlemen. Christians today are being maligned and libeled in every fashion and every way possible. There's an attempt to undermine the truth of the Word of God. There's an attempt to undermine the very warp and the woof. That's the fabric that makes up the spiritual life and the church today. But I believe God's still on the throne. I know he is based on the Word of God. And God's Word reminds us, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 26, verse 27, 28, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. You hear that? That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it shall return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, that is, by the lying tongue. And ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 57, 6 says, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are falling themselves. Yeah. You just can't beat it, ladies and gentlemen, with the truth of the Word of God. This is the reason it always pays to tell the truth. That's what Trump has done this time for this entire duration. And yet all you can hear is the maligning of his character by the fake media that he's the liar. He's the liar. He's lied. Well, there may be something that I'm not familiar with, and I'm sure there would be. There may be faults and deficits in his life, and there certainly are. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand God can use any willing vessel to be used for his honor and glory. In fact, in Psalm 7:16, the scripture says, his mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own head. And I think this message needs to be heard by every loose, lax, lost liberal, every socialist Democrat in Washington, especially those that are determined that they're going to somehow, some way, still continue to undermine the president and his authority. It is my prayer, it is my desire that William Barr, the Attorney General, will pick up the baton and simply launch into the deepest, broadest investigation of the Hillary Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the ones that put together the false, phony dossier, signed off 302 reports with the FISA court, knowing that it was a lie, and knowing that the dossier that was, first of all, developed by the DNC and Hillary Rodham Clinton, surreptitiously passed on to John McCain, and then John McCain, as Senator McCain, through his legislative assistant, passed it on to the FBI to make it look authentic because it was coming from a Republican. I mean, the pit that's been dug is deep and broad and nasty. And I believe, based on the Word of God, according to the Scripture, God's going to have the last say-so. God will not allow things like this to stand and continue to go without reining it in. Remember again that Psalm 7:16, his mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own head. Jerry Nadler needs to understand that. I believe that you have Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi need to understand that. They need to understand that God's still on the throne and his judgment and his justice is still very real. Ladies and gentlemen, the biblical account of Ahab and Jezebel, as found in the Scripture in 1 and 2 Kings, makes it very, very, very relevant to this subject today. May I remind us, in 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 29, tells it best. And of course, time will not allow me to read the Scripture and to share the depth of that. But the whole point is, let me give you a summary of it. Let me give you a scenario of what is taking place. In fact, in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 34, the Scripture says, and this is the end result of King Ahab, the end result of Jezebel. Then I'll go back and give you the full relevant story on it. Here's what the Scripture says. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness, wherein he said to the driver of the chariot, turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. The Scripture goes on to the balance of the text, ladies and gentlemen, telling about how King Ahab was slain by what I call a nameless bowman that released the arrow that ultimately slew him. But ladies and gentlemen, why is that so important at this juncture of my conversation today? Because 20 years earlier, we find that what had taken place is very relevant and very real, because 20 years earlier, King Ahab and Jezebel had come up with a plot, and in their plot, they were going to steal a garden that belonged to Naboth. It was called Naboth's garden, Naboth's vineyard, and their attempt was to steal his vineyard because they wanted the vineyard because it, according to the Scripture, was near the king's palace. And because Naboth's vineyard was near the king's palace, and it had fruit and vegetables in it, and I can just ponder the thought of the fruit and vegetables, the wonderful gleaning of the harvest that Naboth would have, and the king went to him and said, I want to buy it. Naboth said, no, it's a heritage. It has been in my family for years. He refused. He explained that it had been something that was in his family. It had been inherited by him, and it wasn't for sale. Well, as a result of that, King Ahab is upset. He is displeased with it. He is having problems with what is taking place with that, because he wants the vineyard. And as a result of wanting the vineyard, he would do anything to steal the vineyard. And so Jezebel said, if you look at it in the vernacular, she says, honey, let me do for you what you've not been able to do for yourself. I can get that vineyard for you. I can take the vineyard that you cannot take. And as a result of that, the Scripture tells us the full story of what Jezebel did. Jezebel concocted a scheme, very much like the FBI scheme, very much like the plan with the insurance policy through the FBI and the DOJ to undermine and tear down and destroy President Trump. Jezebel, Ahab's wife, committed a fraud. She developed a scheme, concocted a lie, very much like the one that's against, was against President Trump with the false dossier. Jezebel hired two men. The scripture calls them men of Belial. That means they are liars from Satan, to testify against Naboth. They presented false witnesses against Naboth. They claimed that he had blasphemed against God. They had him publicly stoned to death. Well, you would think that's the end of the story. You would think that evil wins. And sometimes in this life, ladies and gentlemen, it might look like it. Sometimes it may seem as though truth is inconsequential and the truth cannot win. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth wins. We're talking about the exoneration of President Trump through the Mueller report. You can dial 831-0917. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. 831-0917 gets you straight through to the studios and right to our microphones. We can discuss this together. We're talking about God still on the throne. God's still in charge. God's not going to allow, ladies and gentlemen, this fraud that's perpetrated against America through the deceitful lies of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton administration and the DNC and the wretched, rotten, higher-up echelon in the FBI and the DOJ. God's not going to allow it to continue, even though Nadler and others like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and others in Washington think that somehow, some way, they can continue to dig the pit, but only to find, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that they will be the ones that will fall into it. Yes, it may be after they've left the House. It may be after they've left the Senate. It may be, as with Ahab and Jezebel, 20 years later, that they are brought to judgment and justice by the hand of God. Jezebel hired these two false prophets, two false witnesses, if you will, false witnesses against Naboth and had him slain. Ahab and Jezebel were successful. They had Naboth killed because he was falsely accused, and he was accused of blasphemy against God. Naboth was stoned to death. Well, Ahab and Jezebel enjoyed the fruit and the veggies from that garden for quite some time, I'm sure. In fact, in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 23, God's prophet said this, "And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. And that dieth of Abraham, that dieth of Abraham in the city, dogs shall eat." And it goes on to tell us, ladies and gentlemen, in the balance of 1 Kings chapter 21 and all of chapter 22, it goes a full sordid story of Ahab and Jezebel. Yes, perhaps 5 years passed and they laughed and said, God's prophet that said we're going to die is wrong. Perhaps 7 years, 8 years, perhaps 10 years passed, and they're still laughing, as I call it, up their sleeve, that God's prophet is wrong, because God's prophet pronounced death on Ahab and Jezebel for their false lying, for their false witnesses, for having Naboth stoned to death to take his vineyard. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the false dossier. We're talking about the lies that were perpetrated against Donald J. Trump, our president. And I'm not putting him in the position of Naboth other than by reference in the biblical record of the judgment and the justice of God, how God does not go to sleep. God is not on a vacation. God is not impotent, that he does not see or hear. But Ahab and Jezebel had gone through year after year after year, perhaps the 10th year, they celebrated from the fruit and the veggies from the garden and laughed and talked to themselves about how that man of God, that prophet of God, said that they were going to die and we're still alive, and 10 years has passed. 15 years perhaps passed and they had a celebration. 18 years, 19 years. But 20 years later, ladies and gentlemen, God's judgment and God's justice fell and he took the life of Ahab and Jezebel. In fact, the scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Kings, the 9th chapter, and in the 30th verse, 9th chapter and the 10th verse first. Let's read that. 9th chapter and the 10th verse, the scripture says, "And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled." And then you find the culmination in verse 30 of chapter 9 of 2 Kings. "And when Jehu was coming to Jezreel, Jezebel heard it, and she painted her face and tied her hair and looked out of the window. And the article for the scripture says then, so they threw her down. And then the scripture says, and they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than her skull and her feet and the palms of her hands. The scripture says in verse 36, this is the word of the Lord which he spake by his servant Elijah, the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. Ladies and gentlemen, God's justice and God's judgment may grind ever so slowly, but it's ever so sure, and truth wins. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, pray for President Trump. Pray that God will vindicate himself in the life of Donald J. Trump, and that these that have the false witnesses, that God will judge in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.